The Yavamis. We quote the Gemara in Ksubis. You know, Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Kiddushin Tovsin B'chai Ve'Lavin. It's well known. Everybody knows Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Ein Kiddushin Tovsin B'chai Ve'Lavin. We paskin, of course, a Kiddushin Tovsin, only Chai Ve'Kores, right? But the question, of course, becomes, how far do you go with this Rabbi Akiva? Okay. So the question then is going to be, what will happen, what we call Chayve Ese? The Gemara is over here, Naf Samach Tesla, Rabbi Akiva, the Omar, Ein Kiddushin Tovsin B'Chayve Lavin. Right? Well, there's a whole discussion over here, Rabbi Akiva's opinion. But it's a whole discussion within Rabbi Akiva, how far did Rabbi Akiva go? Did he say only Ein Kiddushin Tovsin B'Chai Ve'Lavin, which is Befurish over here in the Gemara? And what did he say about Chai Ve'Essen? So that's found in Ksubas and Nav Chav Tes. Read you the Lashon of the Gemara. It's important to see what every line is. Chav Tes and Aleph. Chav Tes and Beis, excuse me. And Beis. Rabbi Kiva says, Ein Kiddushin Tovsin B'Chai Ve'Lavin. Gemara says, Rabbi Simoy Omer, Min HaKol Oser Rabbi Akiva Mamzerin Chutz Mi'Amona L'Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Kiva says, it's always going to be always, except for Amona L'Kohen Gadol. Okay, Amona L'Kohen Gadol is an exception. A pasuk. Based on pasukim. Okay, but anything short of that, right, is including even Chai Ve'Ese. Okay, Chai Ve'Ese, as it more puts it enough, Laman Amalaf, the top line in Ksubas, Laman Amalaf. Chai Ve'Ese, what's a Chai Ve'Ese? Mitzri! It never says in the Torah, don't marry a Mitzri! It says, Bodimashi Voldilahem, Dorshlishi, Yovlam Bikal Hashem, implying that Rishon and Shani not. That's the next figure we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem in detail. So it's essay. It's an essay. So according to one opinion of Rabbi Simoy, according to Rabbi Akiva, Ankidushin Tovsin. So it comes to the Aruch HaNer and says, that's what Rashi's talking about over here. Rashi says, what's he going to do with a pasuk? By his chaten. That's it. Or another, that's pshat one in Rashi. Another pshat in Rashi. He never meant no tefisas kedushin. Rashi never used the words no tefisas. You know, did Rashi say beferish no tefisas kedushin? Rashi never said it beferish. The tepilei. Tafilu Gary Mitzvah Rishonahi. Tafilu Hochi Karle Chasin. So what does that mean? Says the Holy Aruch HaNer. Holds like the Ritva. Kevan Tafilu Gir Yeshis and Mitzvahs. Im Kein Vare Lo Giro. Ha ha. What's the point of being Megara to be Yisrael Mitzvahs? Afal Piken Karle Chasnus. Either Ritva sounds like he's arguing on Rashi. No. Maybe Rashi agrees with the Ritva. There's no point to doing this conversion. Because even after the conversion, it's going to be Aser anyway. Aser Mitzvah Rishonos. He never did the conversion. Ah! And still called Chasnas. Meridik. Two beautiful pshat of Aruch HaNer. First is a straightforward, according to the way everyone understood Rashi, based on Rav Simoy. The second, the Ritva learns his pshat, does not learn that pshat of Rashi. So Aruch HaNer, Rashi meant what the Ritva said at the end? Now, let's see what Tosfos says. This is Sukkah of Rashi. Yes, sir.
Is the second
Pshat
of Rashi
means that there was no Geirus. So there was no Geirus. Never was Megaira. What did Tosfos say? Okay. Yeah.
On Amud Aleph, I'm making a mistake here, but on Amud Aleph, we're saying that are we saying that
The question of the Gemara was, what are you telling me? That there's no possibility of using the word as chitun with respect to a non-Jewish person because there's no chasnas. No, by ischad l'shlomo v'az paro. She's a goya. Says the Gemara, no, it's megayra. I know geyra to megayra. I typically to mitzvah shoshonehi. And therefore what? According to the second shan, they were not megayra. Back to square one. Yeah.
Don't we say that a
mitzvah
that they have like three generations?
I just read you the
pasuk,
right?
Right. So how according if the regaira one and it's not considered a good geiris from Rashi,
what,
how exactly?
Are
you
no,
the
no, no. The
geiris
is a good.
If you,
well, that's a good question. We'll see if the geiris is good or not. We don't know yet. We don't. Rashi's unclear. Let's see Tosfos. Hold on. V'nira the parech, the heich nesah shlomo, ha mitzvus rishonahu. Vasura Bekol. What do you mean it's Megaira? Impossible. If it's Megaira, it's an Issa Doraisa. Issa Esse Doraisa, Mitzvah Trishona. That's the Gemara's Kasha. That's very similar to the Ritva. The Ritva said, so it's going to be Osa Doraisa anyway, so why bother being Megaira? He wasn't Megaira. Tosa says, well, it's an Issa Doraisa. What if he wasn't Megaira? So you gotta look at the Torah of Yerushalayim. Gotta look at the Torah of Yerushalayim. I asked the Torah of Yerushalayim, Aleph. Amazing. It's worse by making by Megaira. Not the same. The Torah is the same. It makes it worse. Why is it worse? Ubish Lama Ilav Gaira Nicha. Why? Shenit Saw Shlama. Why? The Chol Zman Shlon is Gaira Lo Shayach Isa Demetrius Yerushalayim. Ah, she's a Shiksa. The Yisra Abba Anochris the Chayim Mishum Nashga Adayan Lo Nitkan Ad Bezdin O Shachashmonoi. He quotes on the side. Avoda Zoradach Lamed Rabbah Mebeis. The Gam Kanoim Pogamo Leka the Lo Shayach. Something is wrong over here. Rak Befarhes Yavod Vitzin Alo. So I would read it. Right, they switch it around in the bottom. There's no kanon pogabo bitzina. V'shema shlomo bitzina lekocha. Okay, when the guy rakasha hechi nesah the hayvel of mitzvah rishon meridik. How much tzina can you have in shlomo melech's palace? I'm told that today all the palaces and all the other. All these gossipers on the outside, all the newspapers, they're trying to pick up any piece of gossip they can pick up about this one. They're high on the side, who's coming in, who's going out. How much betzina can it be in Shlomo Melech's palace? Tosh Hashanah says, betzina. 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 So if you look on the Ritva, he talks about this, the footnote. I think it's one I asked you to see, I think. And now with Daf Ayin Vav, it's footnote 539. Look what he writes. Ukemoshek asavnu, the choshev bas parva farhesya. Many Achronim say so based on the Gemara. Rabosai, today is Vav Adar, correct? Mm-hmm. Purim is only 8 days away. Keep getting a more Purim book. Frek the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Fayan Dalam at Beis. For Esther Farhes Yahava. What Farhes? The answer is everybody knew it was a beauty pageant. And Esther was taken as the queen. So everyone knew what's going on. That's called Farhesya, Yehara Vayavar. See here too, we should say, it's Farhesya, Kanon Pogimbo. And if Abedi Kanon, not Pogimbo, that's an Issa Daraisa of some sort. So what's the Issa Daraisa? Well, it's a local Moshe Sinai, and maybe it's called Koris Midivri Kabbalah. Rambam puts it Yachris. Pasuk in Treyasar, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will Give kares to those who will give ball basel necher. What's going on over here? He calls the shach. The ran is in the shach in the Yoredea. For achronim, lo ro divrei atosis yishonim. And Rabbi Avraham in Ahar. You see, they disagree. It's not called a farhesia. Well, we can have the following distinction. Mechalken ben shem farhes yalin yahar v'yavar. The number of nekdashti besoch b'nei Yisrael. The sagi b'zeh yediya. Everybody knows what Esther doing in Achashverosh's innermost chambers. They're not learning Shari Tshuva with Rabbi Yonah. Yeah. Mash enkein, Rabbi Osai. Farhes yodinyan isa daraisa de bala ramas to kanon talk about be'inan re'iya samaisa elucha bala chidusho. Open up a chumash and look what happens. Look what happens. Read together. End of Pasha's Bullock. What does the Torah say? Tells you this whole story. There we go. Ishvi b'nei Yisrael bo. Vayakar v'el echoves ha-medyonis le'enei Moshe u'le'enei kol adas b'nei Yisrael. What does that mean? What does that mean? Rashi says, takes Kozi Bastur, is this Muteres, Asura, the whole story. And they're crying. Right. This whole Sugi Mesechta Sanhedrin, and that pay base. That's the source, Rabbi Osei, for this din of Kanoi and Pogimbo. We'll read a little bit more from Sanhedrin, more than what Rashi quotes here in Chumash. Rashi says, Vechule. Okay, what's the v'chule? They're taunting Moshe Rabbeinu. If she's Asura, why'd you marry Midyanis? Marry Tzipora? So they're all crying. What did he do? Obviously, it was this because he was Tzur, was a Goya, and the Zimri was being over Nisa's Nus. So, Pinchas, Abolas, Akusas, Kano, and Pogimbo. This is Befarhesia. In other words, you'll say, you'll ask Akasha, what he did at Farhesia Mamish. This is in the age of the X-rated. So, after all, El Akubo. So Rashi says, El Ha'oel. Took her into an oil. Yeah, but that was so obvious what he was doing. He said, Asura Muteras, he took her by the urn, he pulled her in. And it's right and just covered it with a little tent. That's for Hesya Mamsh. As opposed to King's Palace, which is a humongous building, and there are all kinds of different other people in the room and everything else going on. It wasn't so clear who was going where. Yes?
Can't you even say that at one point Shlomo even built her own separate palace? Right?
You know, I'm not a Bucky in Tanakh, I have to be honest. I should be. I'm supposed to be Bucky B'chof Dalet Sforum. I'm very far from it. But maybe it was, put it this way, everybody knew what was going on. You can't say they saw what's going on. With Pinchas, the Mamish saw what's going on. Again, however much you can see. That's a distinction. Oh, fascinating. This is over here in footnote 539. This is all very important for many reasons. Okay. Now he quotes Rav Moshe. And those who remember from our Molika discussions from months ago know that he wasn't always a big fan of this Rav Moshe, the author of the footnotes. Be'igris Moshe, Eben Ezech, Chelik Beis, and Medalad. Be'igir Nochris, Shekvon Esu, Alekoyen Barakos. A Kohen is married to a non-Jewish woman civilly. Says Rav Moshe, "B'choras taflamid, kibla mitzvah chutz midavar echad lav ger. V'chein af tekabla mitzvah stama, hirei ki yedua she'ena mekabelas yisuzel inasa l'koyin, she'ein gerusa klum. It's obvious you're going to be over one of the Tayag mitzvahs. No Geras, no Geras. Zopt. The footnote. Well, if he's Varav, Hayamakam the Farish Kavanas Ashas, Vitepigle, the he mitzvahs Rishona, Tare Basparo, Anan Sade Sheena Mekabeles Alatzma, Isur Shal mitzvahs Rishona, Tare Rotis Alias Ishto Shal Shlomo. VMK and have a chutz midaver echad, kemo begi geiris akoyin, the lav geiris. Vekash al rova the tiris to giru gare, for came in the mitzvahs rishonahi, ain't kan geiris. What a great pshat! Meredik! The geiris is no geiris, because it was amanas, not the kabbal, one of the tariag mitzvahs, mitzvahs rishonah. What a great pshat! I love the pshat. She turned it on me. Ula medelo pirshu harishonim achi, adraba, nevuah mikol harishonim, dageres chayli, ulechor mizarayat, lo kegris marshal adina. At the b'chagav, the mekabelas mitzvah stoma, after anan tzadei, al mitzvah mesiyam, shal tikaimena, chala geres. Wow. In all of our discussion, we spent a month in this topic. We never asked this question. Yes.
Is there any swear on her for marrying him? Just because she's a...
Yes, it's on both. Good, it's a good point. It's Yisra on both. All these ceremonies are on both. Starts this way, starts that way. But every Maisa Bia in the world, yes, is one opinion that Yisra Kahuna only also because of the Kohen. Because a Kohen is a Kohen, she's not a Kohen. But obviously every Bia has a male and a female. I mean, that we're discussing in our context. So therefore, by definition, the Nichrisu and the Fashas also say both get Kares, and then any other Yisrubi and Chayv Alav, it is also assumed that way. Who knows? A question. It doesn't mean mitzvah, the last half in the door. But this is Yisrubi called for sure on both. Wow. 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 So sure enough, Rabbi Oz, I decided I'm in trouble. When I'm in trouble, you pick it. So I went to the well, and I went and I borrowed the Masif de Gemara. This is encyclopedia. You have these Masifta Gemaras? They have everything. So, I've looked at the Masifta Gemara right over here. I and Vav and Beis. I was desperate. How can it be? We never thought of this kasha. How can it be? Sure enough, I find in I and Vav and Beis, what they call Yalkut Biurim at the bottom. Os Yudalit quotes the called the Arza de Beirav. I lo yodeh who it is, but I like it very much. If he Rashi Elu hem hemshech advarim mikushos haGemara shem mekablim geirim af shebas parim mishem shulchem lachem is only geirus mikomakom mevuah bebchoras taflamin sheakum shebal lekabel of the divrei Torah chutz b'davar echad. And Mekabalim also. The connection of Shane Mekabalim Saleha din Mitzvahs Rishona, Shane is Gaira Kadeshi Sena Shlomo, Afshai Sena Mitzvahs, Uba Ofen Zeh, Afbe the Yevet Ainz the Geris, Ulifi Zeh, Lokosha Kushus Hatoistus, Shane be Ofen Zeh Bevada Ain Tosama Kedushin. Boom! That's Pshat Rashi. No reason said it. Rashi said it, according to this Pshat. We had problems in Rashi. What do you mean no Kedushin? So we had two Pshat, Rav Simoi. Or, what he meant, Shlomo Malach didn't bother me, wasn't Megayra at all, because after all, if he's Megayra, he's also Mishra Mitzvahs. This is the best Pshat. He was Megayra and it wasn't Chal. Pshat and Rashi. Wow. Wow. That's one possible way to get out of the kasha of the footnote and the Ritva against Rav Moshe. Yes, sir.
Or you could just say, because she married Shlomo, she assumed that Shlomo is Halacha. I think that's the best answer.
When your kala marries you, she's going to assume you know halacha.
No, I'm saying, but
I hope she'll be right.
No, like Moshe's whole problem is that she marries a non-from Jew, so could she say that he knows halacha? No, he's not a from Jew, she doesn't mean halacha.
Right.
But here, Moshe Olam Melech is involved.
In other words, the answer is she never heard of the Yisra Mitzvahs. How could there be an Yisra Mitzvahs if Shlomo Melech found a heta somewhere? She had Becheskas Kach, Shlomo Melech Yisrael, Ben David Melech Yisrael. He's doing an Aveir? How can it be? Interesting pshat. That's very nice. Interesting pshat. Interesting pshat. Good. That's one way. So you have no way out. Right? Yo, very good. Very good. Very good. Rabosai, we mentioned the Ritva. He asks Akasha, which we already spoke about. I want to read it to you from his words. The Gemara in Vav seems to say in the Maskana that Los Ischat and Bav is limited to a Ger. It's Rav's Maskana. Good. He said so. Says the Ritva, wait a minute. Is this really true? Get the right place. The question is, Rabbi Osai, it says in Avodah Zarah, Daf, Laban Vavav Beis, made reference to it before, that in Issa Daraisa, I've been all saying. Kashali. Doch Amina de Benos de Begius, and that's Luchasnos. Mesechus of the Zara, Amina de Benos Sand or Isu. The Silos is Chat and Boom. Psh, what a cash. What a cash. What a bombshell cash. Yesh Lomar. And then Hachi Amina. The Isalos is Chat and Bamu La Ostrom Afilu Bigerusam Dis Luchasnus. The Kolshkein Sheyesh Bichlalze Isu Lav De Lo Sikach Bigerusam. Oh. Los is Chat, which means marriage or Bosai, is only after they convert. Shiva Umos at least. When they're still goyim, lo sischatan teaches nothing. Why? Because sischatan means marry. You can't marry a non-Jewish woman. It's impossible. If you can't marry a non-Jewish woman, it's impossible for Maskanas Rava to say lo sischatan is referring to a non-Jewish woman. It just can't be. It's impossible. However, Abosai, gotta look a little bit further. A little bit further in the pasuk. For lo sischatan bom devarim perek zayin pasuk gimel. Pasuk goes on. Bitcho lo sita and livno, uvito lo sikak livnecho. That's an Issa Doraisa with respect to a non-Jewish woman. So our Gemara gives an impression, Rabbi Osai, at first glance, it's either or. Either it's an Issa Doraisa by converts, you seen it, right? Or by going. Wrong. Lemaskana. And according to the first sheet of Rava, you're right. Goyim is the Raisa and the Sinim is the Rabbonim. But according to the second day, Goyim is the Raisa based on Los Ischatein, and Goyim is the Raisa based on Los Sikach. So suggests the Ritva. Wow. The truth is, take a look in Tarsus. Take a look in the Tarsus right here, on the spot. Biyosan akom les luchasnos. I am a man out. For the pork of Pepeke Mamidin, I bought a lamed up. But no saying the rice and inu, the xiv lo sitchat and bum. No! A safer the cross omich, the xiv bito lo sikach livnecho. Same terrace as the ritva. Yes, there are distinctions between these two isurim. Absolutely. The Beit Shmuel in Shulchan Aruch makes it very clear what the distinction is. I'll read it to you. It's a good basis in the Tur as well. But I'll read it from the Beit Shmuel, which I have in front of me. Simen Tezayin, end of Sifkot and Aleph. Tezayin is a simen about intermarriage. The answer is no. Okay, but the details... have to be analyzed. Says the Beit Shmuel as follows. Listen carefully to the words. Chaya b'giyusen b'sheva umos b'biya b'lo chitun mishum lo sikach. Rabosai. A man has biya with a woman from the sheva umos. Is isa daraisa of lo sikach. On biya. Don't any chani wedding. U'bigay rusan. Chay mishum lo sischatein. Miyad b'esa kiddushin. Afilu lo boal. The two separate isurim. Once the megayah lost his chaten, which means don't marry them, just put a ring on the finger. He already ushered over the rice, that's what he says. Whereas, Rabosai, when it's still a non-Jewish woman, then Bia is a violation of Lo Sikach, two different Yisurim, in the same pasuk. First it's called Lo Sischaten, don't marry. Just putting a ring on the finger is Issa Daraisa, right? Even if this never was a Bia. And the second half of the pasuk, if it's a Bia without a marriage, still, also the rise of Mishum Losikach. Losikach means physically, doesn't mean halachically. She's not a Jewish woman. Intermarriage is not valid. Sikach doesn't. Yeah, I know we know Kiikach Ishisha, we know all about that. But in this context, she's a non Jewish woman. Yikach means to take. Don't give me any fancy translations. Take. It's Tosfos says. That's how the Tepe Shmuel paskens. The Ramban says the same thing. Now, what about Derech Znus? So far it's not completely clear. Right? It could be you take as a wife even though it's not chal. We have to see what it means. Now. Fine. Rabosai, it's the problem with the Rambam. You already saw the Rambam paskins like the Havmin of our Gemara. So pile ploy mamish. He paskins in Isa Doraisa Bigiuson. Rabosai. And the Sina Bigiuson is the Rabbanon. Why in heaven's name would the Rambam want to paskin like the Havamin of the Gemara of Rava and not like the Maskan of Rava? That's an excellent question. So we all know the Rav Yosef Karo and the Sefer Kesef Mishnah to defend the Rambam, to explain the Rambam. He also wants to have a Beis Yosef on the tour. In both of these, in the Beis Yosef Tezayin and the Kesef Mishnah, that I ask you to see, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph, he says the same thing. The tour doesn't like the Rambam at all. Only Sheva Umos. Lo Kaimon Kerab Shimon. Yoma Ki Yosu L'Rabbas Kol HaMesirin. And even the Sheva Umos. Ein Loka Mishnah Lo Sischatein. That's what the Torah says. What's Rav Shimon, the rabbis call him a Siri? So I've shown you a few times there in Avchav Gimel and Aleph, Rabosai, in Masechti of Amos. Yes, he's quoting from other sources, but it's right over here. The very end of Chav Gimel and Aleph. Hi, B'Shim Umas Tziv. Says the last four lines. No. Ki Yosil, the rabbis call him a Siri. Hanich Rav Shimon the Darsh Tam and the Krah. Ki Yosef is Bincha Miachra. It's a difference between the seven Umas or the other Umas. It's still going to cause the Ki Yosef is Bincha Miachra. That's a machlokas we saw on that Yud Zayin, what it means. The birth of the child, the corruption of the child of Avodah Zarah, backwards, forwards, Bincha Ben, Bincha Ben Abbas, Ben Aben. That's a whole thing in Yud Zayin. I'm not going there now. They ask the Tosis or whatever. I'll call upon him. Look at the Kesef Mishnah says. Listen to what he says. V'yeshlama, the Rabbeinu posek v'hot Rav Shimon midarmina b'pergimel the kiddushin, the nochris v'lada kamoa minolon, the makro ki yosir es bincha miachra, hahu b'zayin hamamim k'siv sharmas minolon, o makro ki yosir the rabbis call him a sirin, honich le Rav Shimon adorish tamid the kro, the rabbonu my tamayu, u'midechazina the stoma the Talmud of Rav Shimon, alma hilchos akavasei. Sure. Statement number one, Stama de Tamura, you follow Rav Shimon in this case. The cave of the Darshina Tama de Kro, Islam the Meimar, Blo Osra Torah la Haskatein Mishim Ki Yosra la Bigi Yusan, the Bnei Hasoran Inu, because it's going to be a goy. Ava Bigi Yusan, the Lab Bnei Hasoran Inu, Lo! I, our Gemara Mesechli Yavamis, Our Gemara goes according to the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon passed like Rav Shimon. Because Stama the Talmud elsewhere is that way. How do you like that? Stama the Gemara Kiddushin is that way. Like Rabbis have Amina. And another Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah. Rosan Doraisininu. For Nidchaku Atosus Liyashiv Zeh. What did Tosus answer? No, Losika, come on. So Losis Chate, come on. Tosus means Vechule. Los Chate Vechule. Come on, it's a Docha. Ad Kan Dibre Kazimish. So no one should give the Rambam up as for lost. He has defenders, your boss. He has defenders. Oh. The tour, as I told you, says, quotes the Sefer the Krah. So I saw in the Otzer HaPoskim, here in Siman Tes Zayin, talks about this. The very beginning, mamish, the opening Sifkotan Aleph, in Siman Tes Zayin. Look what he says. Quotes the Rambam, quotes the Tur. And he quotes Achronim who say, Af ledas hatur al kol ponim lo yimolet mios isa daraisa. Has to be. Why? Kevan da habol aramis befarhesia kanoi pogobo. Fim lo pogobo on shum afurish bekabala bekores. Al korachach tori. Because the Gemara says in Gittin Nun Hei, kores bedivrei amihika. U Gemara gomela v'osi malachi. So it must be the Raisa, because after all, Kanoin Pogimbo, and Yisun, it's Farhesya. Farhesya means everybody knows about it. Esther. This is all quoted in the Otzer HaPoskim, in Simen, Tezayin, Sivkot, and Aleph. I'm not sure why he has to say this. The Torah said it's also derais. The Torah said beferish, mishum lo sikach. He's bringing a raya, it must be deraisa, because it's kanoi in Pogamon, he's the koros mibe kabbalon, and that means it's even the deraisa, based on gittin nun hei. There is no koros mibe raya. This is what he says over here in Ultra Poskim, in Sif Koton Aleph. Who said it's true? Who said it's true? This is no riot, because we only refer Hesia. We already saw that the Kota Tosh Yishonim, even though they're married, it's not called for Hesia for this purpose. Oh. Adka. Now, Rabosai. We have to get to the part one of today's Shia. We'll go back to a little what we spoke about yesterday. Since we have Shulchan Aruch in front of us, I'll open it one more time and read you the Chelkas Mechokek at the very beginning of Simen Hei. And we're now continuing what we spoke about yesterday. Simen Hei. Os Aleph, very beginning. Mechaba Paskins, you can look this up on your in the back. Suadaka Kushaf Lasturon Lisa Yisraelis. Afilu Koren Shub Suadaka Mutter Lisa Gioris Meshacheris. Not only Yisrael, but a Koren as well. Why? Lefisha Eina Bukdushas. We read this yesterday. This is in the back. Lefisha Eina Bukdushas. As a Chalkas Mechokeg, Mashma, do Adin Gusha Mechalola. What's the difference? Zona Gusha Chalola. It's all in the same pasuk. Kach pirush Rashi, Perek Oral, Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, Kohen Kosher Oslu Begiyoros Umeshirah Mishum Zona Shnivul Begiyusa. That we saw. So what's the difference between the zona and the rest? V'chein Ein Olav Shum Kedushas Kohen. Go Litame LeMeisim V'Lisa Kapov. He can go to a funeral. He doesn't duchen. Can you imagine this? A kohen has a psua dak, all of a sudden, give up his kohuna, he's not Yisrael. The question. The Rambam, Perek Zayin, Ilchus Bias Mikdash, Mona Hamumin, Shekon, and Nifsalaman. And he says in Aloha Ches, Yud Beis Mumin, Beivori Hazera, Kush Shach, Achas Mehen. The custom Shem Perek Babaloha, Yud Beis, Shebal Mum, Ochel, Bekotchik, Kadoshim, Mashmed Aloha Vezar, Umikra Molihu, Meroach, Oshech, Utagumo Maris Pach Dinuksiv Mikoche Kadoshim Yochel Rebbeinu Shalaylam. Took him against this, what we're saying over here. How can I say not to Mishnah? So it's Psukim Faker. It's also Mishnah Faker. You know, don't only quote a Pasuk, even quote a Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? One second. What's the Mishnah? The first Mishnah in Perek Ha'Orim. Take a look. The Mishnah. Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. Give a look. A fast look. What's the Mishnah? Ayin Amud Aleph. Ha'Oral, etc., 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 etc. Yochlu B'Truma. Tzuadaka Kushafcha. Hein V'Avdeim Yochlu. Etc. How can a Tzuadaka Kohen eat Truma? Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He's not a Kohen. He can go to a cemetery. He can marry a Grusha. What do you mean? What do you mean it's true? What's going on over here? So this Kashi he claims to take care of. That Kashi not so bad. Why? Truma Shiny. Dafilu avodim ochlim betruma. So even an eved can eat truma, as we well know. So a koyim tzuadaka is no worse than an eved of a koyim. I should mudden the comparison. An eved of a koyim is an eved of a koyim shalim, not a balmu. So you can eat as a kinyan kaspo. But if the koyim himself is a tzuadaka, how can he eat truma? Whatever. Kasha from truma, kasha from kochik kadoshim. Yes, what's your question? Okay. So we're stuck. This is his kasha, and he has no terrace whatsoever. No terrace. One could have said his whole assumption is wrong. As we said Pshat already yesterday, the day before. According to the Rambam, only means you are relieved of his psule goyus. And the Sina is goyus. Gioris Sakoin is goyus. That's what she's considered his own. But Mamzeres, for example, not. So the whole Hanukkah of the Chachas Moch is wrong from the very beginning. Ayat says Grusha Zonach all in the same breath. It's true. He's also in all three. He's also in the Chalal. He's also in Grusha, and also in half the Zonas in this world, which had nothing to do with goyus. Backwards from the Chagas Mechol. The other Rishonim say no. They will matter everything. So now we're sort of stuck. The Gemara Naf Nun Zayin sounds like he's saying he's Mutar B'Chalolo. Sounds like it. Let's take a look for a second at Nun Zayin. Both say Nun Zayin, we haven't even seen this time around. We saw it last time around. Quickly, a quick peek in Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Here we go. Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Tzuadaka Koyin Shinasa Basgeya Masha Yachilene Betruma. Sounds like the Tzuadaka Koyin himself is no problem. Imagine Mishnah said so. No Chiddush. Okay. So in this context, the Gemara wants to know what's Pshat. So the whole sugya over here from Zayin Amud Aleph, an important sugya, which we spoke about a little bit a while ago. But the simple pshat over here is that if it's la b'kedushas hakoy, so then there's no Easter of Chalol either. That's what it seems to say over here in Afnu Zayin Amud Aleph. So it would appear to be. That's what it seems. So it would appear. Prima Godim in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim suggests that a Tzuadaka Kohen should not And Achronim say, "Kor to the Balamor who paskin these also begiores." You can do it. Kor to the Ravid, who is mut even in Mamzeres, then he can't do it. The Rambam is in between. In between. Oh. Comes the Pischei Tshuva. Can I also ask you to see? Have you seen it yet? Okay, I'm sorry, I'm going too fast. I apologize. Pischei Tshuva and Sifkot and Aleph says as follows. What do you mean? Meroach Oshech? Lo Kosher Midi? Rambam says, I dey choli kosher. And be a smithish, I dey choli. Came and shook kosher, pshita de ocha, bekosher kadoshim. Rama roach oshech, mikra mole. Well, it depends. Quote the Rashi in the Rosh, I dey choli is possible, it's a problem. But I mean, it's be dey shemayim gomer. Sarachi, it's a look at Mishkan is Yaakov, and it's children safer. Fine. But then he comes up with a whopper. The Beis Meir says, and he has died the Nira. Kol ha-nemer bo in the book Dushoso, ha-inu rak le-inin kedushas ha-zivug, u-mishim sha-osur b'kol, aval in yonim ha-cherim kohen gomeru. The Beis Meir is an absolute kohen. Kedushoso or not is only with respect to what he called kedushas ha-zivug, whom he may marry, whom he may live with. But for other things, cemeteries and truma, nothing to talk about. He's a real kohen. That's a breakthrough. The Pischei Tshuva quotes over here. Wow. Yes, sir.
Geduchen also.
Geduchen, about a geduchen. Quote is a geduchen for sure. You need kosher kadoshim, a certain geduchen. No problem. This is what the Beis Meir suggests. How does he know? What's it, the Beis Meir? You're going to tell me, Labuk Lushos Lekom is not a kohen? What do you mean that he's strong up the Shasa Koi? He's a goy? Can he chaza? That's the best man's reductio ad absurdum argument. Why is he slapping the Shasa Koi Yisrael also? Maybe he's not a chaza? Interesting. The Meiri says he's also Betruma. Also Betruma. Not like the best man. Like the Chakas. Well, like that would appear, which would should be Osta Betruma, Suwadaka. But some say, you know what? That's what the Kilos Yaakov, as the quote over here says, the Mishnah Yaakov is Shuvah Sefer. He's like an Akeva, forgive the expression. Truma, even Ben Osara can eat Truma. Kohenes eats Truma. So Suwadaka will eat Truma, the Mishnah, and the Sugyas, because it's no worse than that. But of course, kotche was only in my zikr kuna, no? We said every day in Zubakova. That's going to still remain somewhat of a problem. Yeah. Fine. Interesting, Rabbi Osai. The Gemara is, going back to what we spoke about today, Ki Yosir es Bincha. Our Gemara seems to say Mefurish, Rabbi Osai, on Af Ayin Vav, turn back to our Gemara. And of Ayin Vav, seems to say Mefurish, a Ki Yosir es Bincha refers to giving birth to a guy. You know what it says? Look at the Gemara says. Otu Hasan Mishum Kedusha La Kedusha, Dilma Molid Ben Vazal Palach Avodah Zara. That's what the Gemara says. He's going to do Avodah Zara. So Rava says. So obviously Ki Yosir es Bincha means he's going to do Avodah Zara. It's referring to a case where he's a goy, where she's a goya. He's going to be a goya shekid. Do avodah zarah? No. So the question now becomes: according to Rav's maskana, what does it say? Osuschat ein ba means bigay rusa. No bigay rusa. Ki yosir es bincha. How can that be? What's Kiyosu's Bincha Begerusa? So I saw here quoted something fascinating. I'll read it to you from the inside. This is on the same page, same printed page. Quotes us from the Kloisenberger Rebbe. Quote the Rava, also Schatan's Big Gerusan. Big Gerusan, rather. We understand Kiyasir. It's a Mefurisha Gemara, but also Daf Yud Zayim and Aleph. To Avod Azar. Laskanas Rava, he says Big Gerusan. What Avod Azar? Quote the Divrei Yatzit, the Kloisenberger Rebbe. The Rava holds like Rav, who has not Chav Dalit. Mishad is Gaira, Filo Lashem Toelis, Harezu Gerus, Bidiyevet. Lachain Hizir Akosu Shle Yeschatan Bamafi Gerusan. Mikema Shet Zidkos Mena Barura. Vula Yachzu Lesura Viasiru Es Aben Lavod Azara. What an amazing shot by the Kloisim Magareve. Can you imagine that? He's quoting Gemara Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara Daf Yud Zayin Eman Aleph. Take a look. That's where I made reference to it before. Kiyazir is Bincha, that famous Tosfos, and Bincha Menachem Koy Bincha LeBano. Back and forth and back and forth. And the Pasha Pshat, according to most Rishonim, is that Kiyazir means the child is born a guy. The other Pshat is the child is born a Jew and is taken to the church by the Goyish parent, the father. Either way, there's a Goy involved, it's an intermarriage mamish. But if we now Rav is saying, let's just chat refers to a achagirusan, so what's Pshat we do with this Gemara? Kiyosir. Means even a ger is suspect of going back and doing the wrong thing, take him to the church. I had a simple Pshat. My simple Pshat is based on what we saw in the Tosfos. What's the Hemshech HaPsukim? I read it to you. Los Eschatin Bom. What's between Los Eschatin Bom and Kiyosir? Second half of the Pasuk. That's referring to a guy. Ah, Rabosai. What's the closest member of Rabbi's Kasha? Los Eschatan Bom refers to a Jew. That's correct. But even the Torah agrees, and all those we've shown him, that Bitcha, the Ritva, that Bitcha, the Sikha, the Noah, it's talking about a guy, the Giyusan, the Kiyosan, goes on that, not a Los Eschatan Bom. To me, it's a simple Pshat. You don't have to come out to the Kloisenberger's fancy Pshat. That's what I thought. Okay. We spoke earlier today about what's pshat in v'tepigle. So I found again an amazing, amazing idea. Also, the same here in the Masif. It's all on the same page. If you want to borrow it, it's all on this one page. Kuf Tezayin, Kuf Yudayin, what they call the Yalkut Biurim. He quotes an Or Godol. What's the question? The question is, what do you mean that the marriage is no marriage? Kedushin Atofsim. Mitzvah's Kedushin Atofsim. So the Aruch HaNer said, he quotes it over here, Rav Simoy. We had two other pshatim, there was no gerus. Either he didn't bother me, Megayer, or even there wasn't chal. Because it was chutz b'davar echad. Or God has a fourth pshat in Rashi. Rashi l'shitasa shekazim b'feirusha ala Torah. Whoa, it's a shop. Rabbi, do you know Chumash and Rashi? Well, you know how well do you know Chumash and Rashi? Not so well. You better know it well. Someone just came to me and said he's about a young lady that he met. She goes, Chumash and Rashi Baal Peh. I said, do you? I said, no. I said, whoa. By side, you know, it's dangerous. Okay? So Rashi says over here, Chumash and Rashi, quotes the Rashi in on the pasuk of Leyava Mamza Bekal Hashem. So Rashi, Lo Yisa Yisraelis. Leyava Mamza Bekal Hashem, Lo Yisa Yisraelis. Yisa? Source Yavamas Ayin Chesem and Beis. That we know. Yisa, marry, should say Bia. What's with marriage? What's with marriage? Godel suggests that this opinion of Rashi and Chumash is like the sheet of the Rambam. I'm not sure if you saw those who saw the Ma'amar Komus. Still a few left here. He asked to see a Rambam in Perek Tezvav, Halacha Beis. Anybody see the Rambam yet? No one saw the Rambam. He said, "What are you doing in your free time?" Or maybe Perek Tezvav, Halacha Beis. Maybe it's in the back. Maybe. I have my doubts, but maybe we'll be lucky. Tezvav, let's see if it's here. Tezvav, yes, it's here. It's page Yud Dalet, column 3 on the top. Have a look inside. Yisroel Bia, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Beis. Echad Mamzer Shenasa Yisraelis. O Yisraeli Shenasa Mamzeris. Kevin Shabalo Acha Kiddushin Lokin. Kiddush Velo Boal Eno Lokin. Boal Velo Kiddush Eno Lokin Mishim Mamzeris. What's going on? Boal Velo Kiddush Eno Lokin Mishim Mamzeris. He's very careful around. Didn't say that Lok at all. Lok Mishim Mamzeris. She'en Lecha B'chol Chai Ve'lava Mishaloka Al Be'ila Velo Kiddushin Ela Koen Goro Ve'almona Kamoshi Yisboi. That's it. Famous in the Rambam. Chai ve'lam and yoni loka kiddush ubo. Unclear in Rambam, is it Issa Doraisa without Malkus or Issa Derabon? So the Or Gadol says, the Rashi learns from Osai, like the Rambam. Lo Yisa. Lo Yisa. And before I go further, Rambam's Lashon, I said before, ain't a loka mishum mamzeris. Why do you use that? Why is he so coy? He added two words. We're talking about Mamzeris. What else are we talking about? What's the answer? According to the Rambam, he lives without marriage. He's looking for something else. What's that? Come on, we learned so many times. Lo siya kadesha. Rambam's sheet. Elvish Mamzeris. Oh, we'll hit you 39 times, but for a different laugh. Kadesha, not Mamzeris. Oh, Baruch Hashem. It's almost only kadesha. That already I can handle that. Rabbi said, let's look carefully. So the Or Gadol says, this is Rashi Shita. Okay. Who says it's Rashi Shita? The Mizrahi. Ra'am. The Ra'am means two things. Ra'am could mean Rabbi Lezim Mitz. When we saw that in the Mordechai. Once it said Ra'am, once it said Ramos, Rabbi Lezim was a mistake. Ra'am, when quoted in the context of Rashi and Chumash, means Rabbi Leo Mizrahi, who wrote the Perush and Rashi. The. The Maharal Prague, who's the most famous, is writing the Count of the Mizrahi. I mean, a lot of independent things too. But he always tells Mizrahi to this, and I say this. And that's how many, many Maharals start. Gurari. Anyway, so Ra'am. Only Nisuin. Bila Ba'am Alokadush. Ain't no over. Ain't no over. That's no Malkus. Ain't no over. That's what he says. And the Rambam says, she does a Rambam. Ain't no over. Again, Rambam didn't say ain't no loka. But he's assuming it's Eno, there's no Issa Doraisa. No, so how does that help us over here? Let's finish it up. Mitzris, Eno over Bevila Belvad Beloni Suin. What's the most kasha? When Shlomo took Bas Paro, he certainly didn't marry her. Because if he marries her, Abosai, it's Nisa Mitzris, Rishon Issa Doraisa. So Vayischate means even without marriage. So you can say, Bigiyuson, you can use the word chasnus. It's a kash against Rava. Hanupshat. Okay, so if that's what Rashi meant, it's what Rashi meant. Okay, Rashi is so terse, it's hard to know really what Rashi meant. I just wanted to bring this to your attention. End of the day, Rabbi Osai. Big question. Was he Megayer or wasn't he Megayer? I'm asking you a shayla. Was Shlomo Megayer his wife, his Bas Paro or not? Take a look, Rabbi Osai, in the back. In the back. In the Yalkut Mefarshim, Rabbi Osai. There's a thing of Rabbi Simcha Midesau. Here in our daf. It's on page Lamed Ches in our print. The last piece on Ayin Vav Amud Beis, Rav Simcha Midesa, Lamed Ches, column 1, halfway down. quotes Tosfos, Tosfos Shita. The fees are the ma'ida mishani shlomo lo nasiv midi, akar znus nami lo havi, to mitzvus biznus nami yosur. V'ulay lezen is gavnu Tosfos lemata, sofa amud. V'hemshech ha'poshut nirali da'ochi parach. Kevin lo chosha shlomo la'avera, mistamin nami lo gira. Rabosai, till now we wanted to make Shlomo to a tzaddik. Once he's not a tzaddik, he probably wasn't the guy either. So Rabosai, according to all this, comes out, that's a push-up shot in our Gemara. He was never a Megayra. Shlomo was never a Megayra as Bas Parah, never. Take a look. Look at the back to the gate. You saw Simcha Midesa on the back to the Gemara. Talmud Bavli. What does it say over here? Talmud Bavli says, Omer Papa. Shlomo lo nasiv midi. He didn't marry her. Says Rashi's nus. Frankly, Simcha Midesa, his nus is also midaraisa by Mitzvah Shoshona. Didn't know about the Rambam Shita. Says the Banu Tosfos. The Behem Dovak Shlomo li Avaksiv. Shlohoya le derech Ava below derech Asnus. Says that implies he did convert her. If Simcha Midesa, no, he never converted her. What is the win Aver? What's the difference? Which Aver? Tosfos Shana says it even less of an Avera. No Avera, fundamentally, when she's still not Jewish. Of course, we all know that the Rambam famously says, that there he did convert. Did convert. There's something in between, Rabosai. I was careful, my Marmakomas. I asked you to see Perigud Beis and Nuchas Yisurabiyah, which I hope some of you saw by now. You'll see later on. Turn over here, please. Dei Mishpat HaMolei. That doesn't have it. Forget it. Doesn't have it. It's missing the whole first five halachas. I asked you halacha hey too. I wonder, what's halacha hey have to do with anything? There he says, Kanoin Pogenbo, a whole story. Last two lines. Haboal Basker Toshov Ena Kanoin Pogenbo. Avomakan also Makas Mardus. The suggestion is made, again quote here in the Masifta, that Shlomo made him into a Ger Toshov. She stopped doing Avodah Zarah, and therefore there's no Issa Daraisa. Not like the Tosfos Yeshanim, that's Bitsina, and therefore it's permissible. Different verb. She's not a full-fledged non-Jewish woman. Not a full-fledged Jewish woman. She somehow slipped between the cracks. Had she been Jewish, it's the rice of mitzvahs. Had she been a Goya, it's the rice of something else, whatever. She's in between. Basker Toshev. How you like that? But according to the Rambam, he was Megayer her. All the Achronim say Peachot. He quotes it, the Ochran Ner and the Yerosam Meach. They all say the same thing. The Kovetz Aris. He never married her. Rabbi Shitoso. Does he never married her? There's no Issa Daraisa, the way they say. So that answers the original question of the big deal of the footnote on the Ritva. Oh, it's terrible. You see a riot against Rabbi Moshe. No riot. Either have Yoel's Teretz. She didn't know. She still Shlomo knew what he was talking about. Wouldn't lead her astray. Or that Takap Shad in the Gemara like Rabbi Moshe. Ours is the Bay Rav Shad and Rashi. Right? Or, since he didn't marry her, he just was mizana with her, so therefore, there's no Issa Daraisa. Oh. Okay. This is... this issue. I wanted to share just one more thing with you before we end the shiur, which is as follows. Goes back to yesterday's shiur. Oh, but before I get that, one more thing. Some suggest, he quotes again over here, this is all found right over here. This is just have to turn one page to find it. Some say that Shlomo HaMelech took was a pilegesh. The pilegesh, lo avar al isa penuya. Whoa. Not according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, Pilegesh, there is an Issa Pnuya. Not only that, according to the Rambam, we understood, a Melech takes a Pilegesh, she becomes his wife. So it would be an Issa Mitzvah. It's like, I don't think Kiddush Ubal is Dafka. A whole far we said it from the Rav, is that by Pilegesh, you don't need a Maisa Kiddush with respect to a Melech. Melech parts lo gather. It's not the Vart, you need a Maisa Kiddush and Mamish Kiddush Ubal. It has to be a wife. That's how I understood it. So if you have a wife without Kiddush, like the Mamish famous case of Omer Vriel Yachayir, we spoke about, or this case of Melech, Pashas, there would be an Isser of the equivalent of Kiddush Ubal. Just making a passing comment over here on what he says over here. You look at a footnote, Nun Beis and Nun Gimel. Now I want to talk about just a footnote to yesterday's shir. Yesterday's shir, we had called the Shav Shmaitza. Shmaitza Aleph, Perek Vov. The Shav Shmaitza is focused on a very important Yisod. It's going to take us into tomorrow's shir as well. We mentioned before, as a concept, the question, let's go back, forget to remember the question back again. The question is, yesterday's question was on the Rambam, Perek Tezayin, Yenuchas Yisurabiyah, Halacha Beis. Hol Tzuadaka Oso Lava Bekol, Lo Gozu, Baal Anastinim, Velo Al Asfekis. Aval Tzuadaka Kud Shafcha, Oso Bemam Zeres, Vadoyas, Shabay Yisurim and Ator. And a whole long Arigas in the Shemaitz with the footnote 32, if you recall, about, isn't there a Mamanashach? Things of this nature. Okay. But the bigger question, I don't know which question is bigger. An additional question is, what happened to Mala also B'yuchsin? So the Shemaitze says that if you look in the Gemara and Kiddushin, where that expression is found, of Mala also B'yuchsin. So we had suggested, we asked if in the base mayor, doesn't apply to Tzuadaka because he can't have any kids. That's a practical consideration. But the Shemaitze goes off into Lumdus land, very far away from practicum into Lumdus. When do we apply the principle of Malav Osob Yuchsin, and when do we not? He quotes the Gemara, says in Masech the Kiddushin, on Af Ayin Gimel. The Gemara says, why is it, since we have a concept of Mamzer Vadai, below Mamzer Suffolk, so what's the problem with the Shtuki? Why are they asking the Rabbanan? Elamala also be yuchsin. That's the Gemara found in Kiddushin Ayin Gimel Amal Alf. Mala also be yuchsin. Says the Shmaitza, Rabbi Osai, what do you mean yuchsin? It's a very important terminology. Listen very carefully. I'm going to comment again. We'll see soon. Mala also be yuchsin, says the Shmaitza, is what he calls psule kol. Psule kol. The idea of yichus is a psule kol. You know, psule kol. Mamzeres is psule kol, for sure. So before Shul Gemara and Kiddushin, that the mamzer is not considered to be kal Hashem. And we saw by Shtuki, we had the Rebbe Mar yesterday, that a Shtuki can marry both with a Raisa. Can marry a Yisrael, because not mamzer vadai, and he can marry a Yisraelis. Why? Aishi has an Isser. No, because he's not. Again, start again. Okay. A Shtuki can marry a Yisraelis because there's no Isser of Mamzer, he's not Mamzer Vada. And he can marry a Mamzeris. Why? Because the only Isser of Kal Vada. He's not Kal Vada either. What the Chassam Sofer call him, like a koi or an androgynous. Unbelievable expression. Like a koi or androgynous. According to the Man Dama holds, what's a koi? What's a koi? Well, notice, what's a koi? It's between a chai and a behemoth. Neither nor. In between category. What's an androgynous? It's a big shout on androgynous. It's a sukkah and yavamas and elsewhere. Chagiga, a whole bunch of places. Some say he's a zachar. Some say he's a safek. Zachar in the cave like a tumtum. And some say, barrier b'fnei atzma. Own category. So now, look at the Chassam Sofer was in Chela Gimel Simon Yudal. That's what he says. Separate category. But before we get to that, let's understand. So it's considered to be a Mamzer is considered to be a psule kol. He's not called Kal Hashem. It's before Shin's Gemara. The reason why the Shtuki can marry a a mamzeres because he's not called Vadai. We don't know what he is. He's in between. Psua daka, Rabbi Osai, according to the Rambam, that he may not marry a mamzeres. What does it indicate, Rabbi Osai? The Psua daka is considered to be in Kal Hashem. Lo yovo Psua daka b'Kal Hashem. You asked me yesterday, does that mean automatically he's not in Kal Hashem? I answered you, no. It's not an automatic. Just because X is also in Kal Hashem doesn't mean that X is also not in Kal Hashem. You can be in Kal Hashem and still also be Kal Hashem. It's possible. The Suadak quote the Rambam, he says that it's also be Mamzeres means it's in Kal Hashem. Otherwise, it's impossible to understand it. It's in Mamzeres, only be Kal Hashem. So Suadak must be called part of Kal Hashem. So what kind of issue is it? He calls it a psulagov, a new term. A physical blemish. A psulagov. We'll see where this comes from. Comes a psulagov, that's not called yuchsin. Never made a mila in this. Never made a mila in, yuchsin. Mamzerus is a psul yuchsin. Not Kal Hashem. They made milas. Oh, be yuchsin. There's a psula guf. There's something wrong with the person physically. We're not milas in this country. We never heard of milas. It's a lumdus shavar. Not because you can't have any kids. Forget about that. In lumdus, you don't make milas. Have a psula yuchsin. Psula kol. Not called Kal Hashem. This one is a psula guf. Yes, it's true. The Rabbanan asked all svega d'oraisas. Since he's also love of Bacall, they were lenient, as the Rambam said. What does that mean? They didn't make an Iser on the Psua Daka to marry a Suffolk Mamzeris. That's always going both ways. From the psek perspective of Yisur, Psua Daka, they never made a Malav Yuchs. It's Psua Guf. From the perspective of his being able to marry a Suffolk Mamzeris, when Mamzeris suffered, they actually made a Malav Yuchs. That's exactly the case where they made Malav Yuchs. They didn't apply the Malav Yuchs because this poor guy can't marry anybody else. We had Rachmanis on. That's a Shmaitz Pshat in this round. The problem is, Rabbi Osai, there seems to be a Yerushalmi against the Rambam. The Noda Behuda, Ebenezer Simon Vav, asks his Kasha. It's Yerushalmi. Too bad these guys have a lot of Yerushalmi. They have everything else but. Right? The Yerushalmi is so important. I think all year long, I had so many Yerushalmis about this last week. Everything's been Yerushalmi. Isn't it amazing? We had so many Yerushalmis in so Daka. Everything's been Yerushalmi. Some of the Yerushalmis are quoted in the Yafei Naim. So we'll take a quick look at the Yafei Naim. Maybe something will be here. The Yafei Naim, for those who don't know, is printed separately, not printed in the Yaakov Mefarsh. It's like a separate sefer. And he quotes sources. Quotes a little bit. Take a look at this in the if you would don't mind in the Yafei Naim, it's page Yud Beis, column 2, line 3. I see this entire sefer is quoting Yerushalmis. Yerushalmi halacha beis amar Rishu Malevi b'pshitus to osur b'giyores. Okay, listen very carefully. Psuadaka koyin is osur b'giyores. Our Gemara has a shayla about it. It's unresolved. Rama paskin l'kula. Rishu Malevi says the chumra. No, osur. Umizelokach Rabbi Yossi, Rabbosai. For the fact that Rabbi Shimon Levi said that Suadaka Kohen also be Giyores, he was to derive from there the Osir Yisrob Suadaka be Mamzeres, the Bekdushasai Koi. This Rabbosai you understand very well is a bomb shel kash on the Rambam. Because the Rambam paskin like one, not the other. The Rambam paskin, Rabbosai, like Rabbi Yossi, that Yisrob Suadaka is also be Mamzeres. At least we have somebody like the Rambam. But the same Rambam paskin that Suadaka Kohen is Mutter B'Giyoris. It's against Yerushalmi. This one line quotes it all. That Yerushalmi is this Habo Italia. The status of Suadaka Kohen B'Giyoris is equivalent to the status of Suadaka Yisrael B'Mamzeres. Either both Usher, as Rabbi Yossi said of Shulban Levi, or they're both Mutter. Rambam says, Suadaka Kohen B'Giyoris is Mutter. Daki Saba Mamzeres is Usher. Checkmate. Body with his cash. Hikshon Kosha Kabarza. Yes.
You
didn't say that the Bible doesn't hold that. Oh! Say the Bible doesn't hold that. It's a very easy answer. But just as make up a. Just any cash from Rishami, you snap your fingers, the Bible doesn't hold like that. You gotta find me a Babli. You gotta find me somewhere in Babli where we don't hold like that. Where in Babli? Okay, I'll give you. Where in Babli? Dov. Where in Babli? From Brochus to Nida. Anyway. Where in Babli does it say against us Yerushalmi? You're right. You're right. If you have Yerushalmi, then you win. Then you win. Anybody? You know what? We're out of time. So you have 24 hours. Well, tomorrow's Thursday. Less 24 hours. 21 now, whatever it is. A few hours to find the Babli. Okay? If you want to look at Shem Shmaitza, Shmaitza Aleph Perek Vav, be faster and get a better terrace. I'm just giving you a couple of attractions. And then we'll try to do this thing together tomorrow. Tomorrow, she'll 11 o'clock. Okay.